Hi, I'm Kevin Eikenberry, and I'm here to help you reach your potential as a leader and a human being. Welcome to Remarkable TV. Today we're talking about a tangible way to help you change a habit. Are you ready? Let's get started. Changing a habit is hard. You've tried to do it, right? It's not easy. And habits are subconscious. We're not thinking about them. We've done them so often. When this situation arises, this is what we do automatically, without thinking. So in order for us to change a habit, we've got to make it conscious. That's important. The other thing we've got to know about changing a habit is we've got to actually replace the habit with something else. And so in other words, instead of chewing our nails, we want to do something in replacement. You've heard of all sorts of things that people do when they want to have a cigarette. They chew gum, they eat celery, they do something else instead. So it's about replacement. We're going to talk about that. But what I want to do is give you an approach. An approach that's going to do three important things to help you change your habits. The first thing that this approach is going to do is it's going to make your change effort intentional, and it's going to make it conscious. It's going to give you a way to think about it, which is fantastic. The second thing it's going to do is it's going to give you a way to track your progress and how well you're doing it. And the third thing that this approach is going to do is it's going to actually speed your progress towards the new habit. Like, that's pretty cool, right? Wouldn't you want to have something that would do those three things? And it's especially cool because this technique that does three things for us requires a prop. Actually, it requires three props. Requires three coins. Well, we'll get back to the coins in just a second. So let's say this again. In order for us to change a habit, we got to figure out what it is that we want to do instead. What is it that we want to replace it with? That's a really important thing. So when we figure that out, then we get our props out and we can go to work. So I'm going to use an example. This can be used for anything that you want to change. I'm going to use it for a very common leadership habit that we might want to change as an example. All right, so let's say that as a leader, you've decided that you want to give people more positive feedback, and you're not sure that you do that as a normal course of events, that you want to be looking for things people are doing well and then tangibly giving them specific feedback about that positive feedback. So, by the way, that would be a great habit to change. So let's say that that's the one. And you may want to do this more than three times a day, but that's where we're going to start. So at the beginning of your day, you're going to put your three coins. Coins don't matter. What coins you use, cougarans, you can use quarters, pennies, I don't care. You put your three, if you had cougarans, that'd be pretty cool, right? So if you put your three coins in your left pocket at the beginning of the day, and each time you exhibit the habit that you want, each time that you give someone some positive feedback, early on, you're going to be conscious of that, right? So once you've consciously done that, you take one of the coins out of your left pocket and put it into your right pocket. And now you've tracked some progress, right? It's kind of fun. Now you've got a little game. You want to make sure you finish the day by having all the coins moved, right? So the next time you give someone some positive feedback, you go, hey, I did it again. You pull out the coin, you move it to your other pocket. Next time you do it, move it to your other pocket again. Now, if this is a habit that you want to do more than three times a day, once the three have moved, move them back and start over. But you see what this is doing. It's making it conscious. It's making it a game. It's tracking your progress. And because of the first two, you're going to make faster progress. And guess what else? It's kind of fun. It's kind of like a game. Like, I got to make sure I get my three by the end of the day. Now, if we use the example that I'm using, that doesn't mean that when it gets late in the day, you got to look to someone's shoes and say, hey, nice shoes. What it does mean is your overall goal for the change is an important one. So you really do focus on that. What this does is make us conscious. Now, you may not get all three the first day or all three every day, but you have a bit of a way to track. And it's an important and positive way to track. It doesn't require an app. It doesn't require a spreadsheet. Well, I suppose you can put your daily results in one if you wanted. All it requires is three coins as a way to help you consciously and effectively change any habit. And when you use this approach, you'll get there faster. You'll have a lot of fun doing it. Let me close with today's tweet. To change a habit successfully, replace it with something you prefer and make the change intentionally. Now, if you want to be a more successful leader, there are probably habits that you need to change. And you could go to any number of workshops, like our Remarkable Leadership Workshop, and as a result, say, hey, these are things I want to do differently. This three-coin approach will help you do that. I encourage you to apply this wherever you go. But if you're going to go to a leadership workshop, wouldn't you be better off to just go to the Remarkable Leadership Workshop? Well, you would be. You get the chance to work with me and a cohort of people like yourself that are interested in becoming more effective. and I'm going to give you all sorts of practical ideas and approaches. We're going to talk about proven principles that work. And so we may or may not talk about the three coins, but if you like the approach that I've used today about being practical and effective, then you'll love the Remarkable Leadership Workshop. I hope you'll click on the link on this page to learn more about how you can join us. And while you're here and before you go, I want to thank you for joining me and for watching this video. Hope you'll watch us in the future, but also make sure you comment below. Hey, I've tried the three coins, Kevin. Hey, it works. Or I like this idea. Or give us your comments, questions, thoughts, ideas, disagreements, everything. We want to hear it. Thanks so much for joining us. I look forward to seeing you on our next episode of Remarkable TV.